about benching al hakos. Before we see the Gemara, it's very interesting. You know, I had for dinner tonight bread and a falafel, and I benched. And did I bench al hakos?
No.
No, I did not bench al hakos. On Monday this week, I was out with a couple of students, and we washed. We had a Zimun, and then we benched al hakos.
No.
We did not bench al hakos. Shabbos, when you have a company of three people, you bench al hakos?
No.
No, you?
No.
No. You ever been to a bar mitzvah or an ufruf for, let's leave Shabbos as that, a bar mitzvah, an ufruf, and the like, and then you should bench al hakos?
Yep.
Why?
I think it requires a minion.
Bench al hakos is a minion.
Seems to be. I think that's the
so good. So now it's like this. You're having a Sunday night barbecue. You have extended family over. You bench al hakos?
No.
No. So now you tell me, a minion on Shabbos. Thanksgiving suitor. You bench al hakos? You have 10 people?
No.
Super Bowl party. You bench al hakos?
Perm suit of bench al hakos.
Should we?
Okay, because that, you know, Adelayada, maybe you weren't Yotzeh. Maybe you. Okay, so let's see the Gemara, and it's very unclear. It's very unclear. I'm going to like it, a lot of things I talk about. We'll try to come out with something. There seems to be a difference in, potential difference in halacha and minhaga olam. And I think this is very interesting how the halacha evolved. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara, kuf heyam and beis. Like 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Shma minami ha masnisin tamni. We learned from this brisa 8 things. What was the brisa? And the brisa that said, Hanichnas abesa motzi shabbos marach hayayim val mor val besam v'chakach omer havdala akos. A person comes home, he says havdala, bar per gefen, bar mer eis, bar mer nusam, and then havdala. The main law, akos achad, if he only has one cup of wine and he wants to eat, so menichal achar mazon, he saves the cup of wine till after he eats. Umishal shalin kulon acharav, and he's going to say bar per gefen, bar meresh, bar mer samim, hamad mekol shechol, and drink the wine. The Gemara says, you should do havdala first, v'bachavil mitzvah shaita, right? So we spoke about last week. The Gemara says you always want to delay havdala as long as possible. So Gemara says, Shema minami ha-masni tamni. We're learning from that brisa 8 things. 8 halachas or 8 concepts, 8 dinim from that one brisa. Here we go. Shema minami ha-madu b'tfilo tzarek z'yadu l'alakos. Someone who says havdala in shul, in davening in ma'ariv, needs to say havdala again. How do we see that? Because it says, Anichnas l'beisa. Where is he coming from? Shul, presumably. He said, Atachon antanu. Yet, and he said, no, so you see, Shamadu Tfilah Tzara Shadu Lakos. 2, Shmamina, Bracha to Unakos. I understand, he's benching. Why does he need a cup? See from the Gemara, the Bracha to Unakos. Most Rishonim Paskin, that Halacha benching needs a cup. The Rambam argues, the Rambam learns his Gemara is a mitzvah and a muvcher. The Shulchan Aruch has 3 days, which we'll see in a little bit. But the day of old, you need a bench al hakos, so much so that the Shulchan Aruch says, if you do not have wine, then don't eat bread and skip a meal. That's how serious the din is according to those who hold that bracha to una kos.
Is that only for a zimun?
No, that was locked down when we started. Yeshua Shabirk is a Muslim tuna kos. Okay, we'll get to how many people in a minute. The lo yochal main lo kos lavar chalavim whom mitzapev efshir yolo afilu mitzarech lavar zman achila achas. It's so this din this shita holds that now why is benching tuna kos? It's a kavod for the bracha. Like we spoke about at TLN last week, erusin nisuin brismila pidyon haben kiddush havdalah benching many brachos we do. It's more kavod. It's more of a hiddur for the bracha to say it on that which is chashuv, which is yayin. That's like the simple pshat. Yeah.
It says hamad b'tfil tzarich shi'av delakos, and the one after this says tzarich shi'er. Over here,
that's the fourth one. The tuna.
Right. I'm saying, but over here it says tuna. It doesn't say tzarich. So could that be saying that you don't necessarily need it, but it's
Interesting, the change in language from Tzark to Tuna. The other thought, the way to counter that, is that maybe Tuna is going not on a person, but on the bracha. So would you say that a bracha needs something? It's telling means it warrants, it requires.
Well,
I'm not sure, but you are making it.
Warrants and requires could be separate. Warrants meaning you should, but you're fine without it. It's not tzarech, it's not that you need to.
Okay, could be. And maybe that's the Rambam. The Rambam has arrived from the Gemara Brachos,
right.
But that's how he would say it. Tuna, that's Meduyuk, that it's a mitzvah and a mubchar. Okay, so before we see, let's just see the rest of the ones.
Well,
and then we'll see.
No, you don't drink from the coast, so that doesn't really. And here it says you have to drink.
So the Gemara says, so far we didn't say anything about drink from the cup. Shema mila, kosher bracha tzarek shir. Anything about kosher bracha, you need a revius. How do you see that? Because if you didn't need a revius, you only needed a tiny bit. So you have wine, you'll use a little bit. For one, you'll split into two. Why is there an issue that you only have enough wine, enough one cup? You never have a situation that you have one cup. Any amount of liquid you could split, just about any amount of liquid you could split into two. So from the fact that it's not a viable option, there's the minimum requirement, which is a revius. Vishma mina hamavarch.
It would be a kosher. Well, I mean, it's not logical to say a kosher of drink.
Okay, fine. Again, it's not. I don't know if it's really a habit. It's just what the Gemara is pulling from his brisa. He's saying it's obvious. You have to drink it. How do you know if you drink it? Because if you have to drink it, you'll hold the cup for Havdalah, and you don't drink it, and use the same cup for benching. It must be that they need to sip from it. When you sip from the wine, you ruin the wine. Yain pagum. Otherwise, I could sip a little bit. The Tosa says we're assuming you had a little bit more than a revius. You'll sip a little bit, and now you use the rest of it for your next cup. You see from this Gemara that if you ate, either inadvertently or even purposely, before Avdallah, you're still allowed to do Avdallah. It's Machlokas in the Gemara later on. If you ate after Shkia, Be'isser, okay, that, why was this guy even allowed to eat in the first place? Tosos stressed that earlier on. But you're still allowed to make Avdallah.
You're assuming it was done Be'isser?
No, maybe it wasn't done Be'isser. I mean, it sounds like we're allowing him to eat. I don't want to address that now. This Gemara says, bracha to unakos. How many people are eating here?
This is
how many people are eating?
Maybe one opinion. Maybe
how many people are eating? Okay, so the Rambam argues based on the Gemara brachos. Think many Rishonim passing on this Gemara that it's liyikuva. We'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Bracha to unakos. How many people are eating?
Doesn't say.
One.
Why?
Everything's singular.
Yes, Tosas right. It's the third Tosas on the Amud. Shema mina bracha to unakos. Ktsas mashma. Defil biyachid to unakos. It's a little bit mashma. Only a little bit. A little bit mashma. That a yachid, I ate tonight alone. Everyone ate by the time I got home. I ate alone. I benched. I would have to bench all the kos. Why? Da'anichnas mashma shu yachidi. What's ha'anichnas? Singular. It's one guy. One guy's coming home and he's eating and he's got to bench all the kos. Why is it only ksas mashma? How would you deflect that proof?
Yeah, so
the Rosh says that it says Hanichnas, that's referring to Baal Bayis.
Right.
But the Baal Bayis has got his boy, he's got his boys with him. And that's how those Rishonim are going to argue on this. We'll get out of it. The Chain Mashmala come on. Tosas have a second proof that a Yachid needs to bench. Ditnan. The Mishnah says over there by Daud Kosos, Shlishi Omer Lav Birkas Amazon. The third cup at the Seder is on what? It's benching. You're benching all kos. The Kamar be Gemara Shmamina Breichar Sam Muslim Tuna Kos. Says Tosos. The Gemara over there says, you see from that Mishnah by Dal Kosos, the third cup is benching. Benching requires a cup. Now, is there a Chiv Dal Kosos of Yerba Yachid? Let's say Gafri, you can't be on the base. Alex is a Chayal. Should stay. He's on break. Let's say you have to do Seder by yourself. I'm assuming there are going to be some soldiers who might be in that Matzav. So do they have Dalat Kosos? What do you think? Is there a chi of Dalat Kosos if you're having Seder alone?
Why not?
So good. So put it all together. If the reason you have the third cup is on benching, and the Gemara proves from that you have to bench all the kos, and there's a chi of to have Dalat Kosos even be Yachid, you see that a Yachid has to bench all the kos. Right? The Arba Kosos, Tikna, Fil B'Yachidi. Second proof of Tosos, that a Yachid who's benching has to bench all the kos. How are you gonna deflect that proof? Pesach's different.
Yeah.
Maybe you need three people normally. Tiknu b'Pesach afilu b'yachid kos l'berkas mazon. That's what maybe in general you need a zimun. Chiddush of Pesach is that even one person needs to. Pesach is so chashu. Okay, why isn't that one of the manish tanas? I don't know, but fine. There's a third proof. Tosfos has arrived from a medrash in medrash Shochar Tov. A fourth proof is Rabbeinu Yechiel. If you go or the second white line, Vod Mochiach Mari Rabbeinu Yechiel, the tuna kos afil b'yachid. How do you know? This is such a sharp point. Di ena tuna kos lama menicha achar mazon yadil ifnei mazon v'yochal kol echad ba'atzmo. V'az lo tihe tuna kos. Let's say only three people needed a cup. Right? So what's the case? The guy comes home from shul, right? And we have a problem because he needs to bench all the kos and do abdal all the kos. So three guys are coming home from shul. So I have a way, says Tosos, to solve this difficulty, this dilemma of not having enough wine. The three guys will come home. I'll eat in the kitchen. You eat in the living room. You eat in the basement. Is there a zimun in that case? No. Then do we have to bench all the kos? If you hold the one, doesn't have to bench all the kos? No, and now you have a cup of wine for Abdallah, you have no problem. From the fact that that's not an option, and you're at this crossroads, you automatically have a problem. It must be that that option wouldn't help. And no matter what, a yachid needs to bench all kos. Four proofs, okay, some of them he deflects, but four proofs of Tosvos, and that proof, I haven't seen anyone who gets out of it. Four
at
proofs.
At that point, we tell them not to eat together at the same time, on the same note, we'll just tell them not to eat at all.
For whatever reason, they're allowed to eat.
Yeah, but if
Tosos earlier on says they start before Shkia.
If we're going to tell them to eat separately and not as a Zimun, then why can't we also assume that for whatever reason they're eating as a
Zimun? They want to eat. Jews want to eat.
Yeah, but they want to eat as a Zimun too.
Yeah, but if you're going to run into problems with Havdalah and pushing off and Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita and
Enos alone also.
What's the problem eating alone?
If you have to.
No problem eating alone.
If you have a Chiyav of Kos.
No, but if there's a Chiyav of Kos, if you're eating together. But eating alone to absolve yourself, that's not you're pottering yourself from a chiv. You never, we don't do that on Tisha B'Av, right? Soon enough seconds, we tell people not to eat together, right? Don't we do that?
Yes, you don't have a zimun.
Yeah. There's no issur not to have a zimun. The chiv is, if you're eating together, have a zimun. So just don't eat together. So Tosu says that that's the halacha. Tosos minhag olam is not that way, but Tosos paskins, there's a chiv to bench al kos even biyachin. And all the Rishonim weigh in, many Rishonim say only when you have three people. So, how are we paskin? It's very interesting because it comes up all the time. It comes up all the time. I'm sorry, I meant to photocopy this. Shulchan Aruch has three days. Number one, Birkas Mazon Tuna Kos Afil Biyachin. Tosos. The Yeshomrim, She'ena Tuna Kos, Ela B'Shlosha. Three people. No distinction between Shabbos and weekday so far. Three, the Yeshomrim, She'ena Tuna Kos, Klal, Afila B'Shlosha. Even three doesn't require one to bench. That's the Rambam on Perek Zion and Hilchos Brachos. Our Gemara is Mitzvah and Mubchar. Nothing about ten. Umikol Makom, Mitzvah and Mubchar, Levarach Al Kos. Even the Rambam is going to learn it's mitzvah min mufchar because our Gemara says bracha tuna kos. You can't. There's no achokas. So you'll just tell me that you'll downgrade tuna from chiyav to mitzvah min mufchar. So you have three opinions. Yesh omrim, even a yachid. Yesh omrim, only three, and yesh omrim, not at all.
What's the reason we do it? Is it a covet for benching?
Yeah, it's a covet for the bracha. Well, Levush says that explicitly.
It's a covet for the benching bracha, the first one.
Yeah, it's a kavod to brachos that you do when you recite them over a cup of wine. Wine is chashuv. Yain is samach, right? Lev. Right?
Okay, so it's why wouldn't you do it like over alamichi also then if that's the case? I mean, why would
it's a less it's a less chashuv bracha. It's machlokas with alamichi is the rice of the rabbanon. If it's the rabbanon, I definitely hear.
So now you're telling me it's only made the rice of things. So that's what I'm trying to get to the point. Now you're making a distinction, what you just said.
Which makes sense.
Now you just made a distinction between the right.
No, I'm not, al-mechir might be the right, even if it's al-mechir, it's a less chashuv. Not every bracha you make, you say al-kosh, and I say asher yatzar, I don't go get a cup of wine and say asher yatzar.
That's what I'm saying, why benching in particular?
That day would be a whole lot more interesting.
It happens to be that benching is the only bracha daraisa, except for maybe bracha satorah according to Ramban. So I'm not saying it's about the daraisas, because brachas, brismila, the brachas, the Rabbanon, and
our religion.
What do we say it after?
What, brismila?
Brismila.
Yeah, that we said bracha alakos.
Which bracha?
The bracha, not the... Not the bracha before, not the Asher Kedashim Sosa Vitzimano. The Asher Kedashim Dimi Betan. That said alakos.
Right, the first one, right, okay. That's the only other one we do over a coast, then?
No, Kiddush, Havdalah, Erison, Nisuin,
Brichas Mazon,
Pidyon Aben.
Is the commonality all of that with the Raisa?
No. No. The only Brachas of the Raisa is benching and Brichas Torah according to the Ramban. I don't know.
So,
I don't
back know. To the
why these?
Why do you do an Alamichia then? What, how do you decide which ones to do it? I mean, how do you decide which ones? See, you have 10 people saying they're all together. I mean, I don't know.
You should know there is a sheet in brachas Rabbeinu Gamliel who holds you do design meaning. Design meaning. Tosas is kasha. Tosas is a great kasha. If you hold that bracha is tuna kos afil biyachid, and you're going to hold like that sheet on brachos, which is Rabban Gamliel kol zayin meaning tuna and gimel brachos. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to be your whole life. You're just going to be your whole life. You're going to be benching. Because you're going to have to bench after you've read. And then you're going to bench all the coast. But you have to say Al-Gef and Al-Kos. And you have to say you bench. It's a vicious cycle. It's a separate question. It's a good question. What's the common denominator? How did Chazal determine why is Al-Michya no? Bar Nefashos no? Bar Nebisamim no? Asher Yatzar no? Mila yes? I don't know. Bracha Mezuzah, there's no cup. That's impractical. You're standing up on a ladder with a hammer. Big moments in your life. Okay, Brichas Mazon is not a big moment. I don't know. I'll think about it. So how do we pass him? 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. So how do we pass him? So it says the Mishnah Berurah. It's funny. Look at the first words. You're going to love this. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tuna Kos, Sherova Brachos, Shetiknu Chazal, Tiknu Losar Al Kos. The majority of brachos that Chazal instituted, they instituted alakos. Okay, so how do they determine what's the majority and what's the minority? I don't know. Mirtz Hashem. Mirtz Hashem, I'll try. So, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hine, ha-mechaber lo yichriya ben adeos. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin. Yesh omrim, yesh omrim, yesh omrim. Normally there's a rule in Shulchan Aruch. Stam v'yesh, halacha k'stam. Yesh v'yesh, halacha k'yesh. What does that mean? If the Shulchan Aruch gives you a psak, not as a Yesh Omrim, gives you a psak, and then says, V'yesh Omrim, yada, 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 the rule normally, and there's Shachs and Yardeh that write this, normally the rule is you pass like the Stam, the first opinion. It makes sense. He's saying, you gotta do this, but by the way, there's some people who say not that way. So, but if he's Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim, so it's usually the second Yesh Omrim. So here that would mean you don't have to bench all the coast. The Mishnah Berurah says the Shulchan Aruch is not machriya. The Marshal and the Bach are machmir. You have to bench all coast with one person.
Never
Bach and the
Marshal.
Never saw it.
Never.
And I'll give you a crazier chumra in a second. Uminig olam lahakel bazeh kidei shlishis shelo lachzor acher hakos. The Mishnah Berurah says the minig olam is not to go after a cup. Now look at the words carefully. Shelo lachzor acher hakos. Im lo kishayesh lo yayin o shar mashkin du chamer medina bebeso das bevadai mitzvah min amuvchar lekule amal of arich halakos. If you have wine in your house or chamer medina, beer, orange juice, according to most poskim, my people make havdalah on both beer and orange juice. I think those are the most accepted of the chamer medinas. Some want to say apple juice, tea, iced coffee. Not a topic for now. What's Chama Medina? But I would venture to say that orange juice and beer are. Daz bevade mitzvah min mufcha lekulei am levarach alkos. V'davka she was even shlosha. Aval inyan yachin nekilin kam lacharon lagamri. If you're by yourself, they're mekel lagamri. I once asked, I forgot who I asked. Good, so maybe I should though. Just no, it's mechsikura. It's totally not what's done. But three says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to go after it. So if you're eating at the pizza store, you don't have to go two blocks to Rite Aid to go buy a bottle of wine to bench all the coast.
You said you could use Chamaradina.
Good. So I'll get there in a second. But if you have the wine, so you should.
What's considered lach or lach achar? If you have it on the table or...
I think you have it in the fridge and you're not really, 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 really lazy. That's called having it. Okay, unless it's very expensive. We'll get to in a minute. But so it comes out, no chiluk at all in the Mishnah Berurah, any posek I saw until Rav Efraim Greenblatt, who passed away 5-6 years ago, Rav in Memphis, no one makes a chiluk between 3 and 10. One, the Marshal and the Bachar Machmir, Mishnah Berurah says Minogol must be makel completely. Even if you have. Three, you don't have to go after it, but if you have it, you don't have to. You don't have to, because Minogolam is that you don't need it. But even according to the Rambam, and those who hold like the Rambam, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. I was wondering, it seemed dark before. Mitzvah min hamuvchar to bench holocaust. So I'll tell you, you're going to tell me, you'll be very frum. Yeah, you'll be very frum. So any restaurant you go to, right, probably sells orange juice. You go to the bagel store. Oh, there's no bagel store in Highland Park. You go to the...
Baker.
You go to the bakery. You sit. You're on with two friends. You have a nice breakfast. You go to the pizza store. You go out to eat. You go to a restaurant. You go to Mike's Bistro. They have wine there. So maybe that's called you don't have. That's called Lox or Octo if they spent $80 on a $14 bottle of wine. But you go to the pizza store and you're washing your pizza and they have orange juice. So maybe you should buy orange juice. Okay, you'll overpay for it, but you're overpaying for your pizza anyways. So we might have to meet up.
That's assuming
so
you're washing for your pizza.
Yeah, okay, so fine. You go to the bagel store, wherever. You go to Chickies and Tina. I don't know. You're at Doggies. You buy an orange juice, $2, and bench on the coast. And when I was in YU, there was one guy, I don't want to say who, I know him. He used to always carry on his knapsack a Kiddush cup and one of those small groups. You know, he probably had a million from Shalach Manos. And he used to carry on that Kiddush cup. So I asked a couple of Rabbanim, why don't we do this? They said, you don't have to do it. Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin me'ikar adin. Okay, it's a mitzvah. I said, okay, but why would we not want to do mitzvah in a mufchar? We should aim to be mitzvah in a mufchar yidin. So this is what they told me, and this is going to, we're going to use this to explain the chilek between Shabbos and weekday, based on the Aruch HaShulchan. They said, why do you bench holocaust? It's a kavod to the bracha. It's a hiddur. It's a hiddur to the bracha. Give me a break. You're using a plastic cup at a restaurant or a dirty glass, right, that maybe you wash out. And you go and get orange juice and put it. That's not a cover for the bracha. Okay, Chamaradina is okay, but, you know, like, give me a break. Is that really a cover for the mitzvah? Or that's more. It's hard to argue. They can be at a pizza store with two plastic cups in each other.
Okay, but the wine thing, a beautiful glass at a restaurant with a nice bottle of
wine. Okay, but maybe you might not have to buy it. When I try now, I don't always remember, and the truth is I used to be very machpid, and then I forgot about this, and now that I'm learning up again, I'm going to start. A Shabbos meal, you have three people. Eventually it goes. Again, if you don't have wine in your house, it's expensive, you don't like wine, but it's not so pushy. Okay? Where Moshe Feinstein writes, the whole and this is fascinating to understand, it's the Or Chaim Chelek Dalad Samach Tes, I believe. He says that the halacha evolved based on what was going on at that time. It's fascinating. It's like very, like you're scared to like think like this. Said Rav Moshe, wine, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes also, wine was very expensive. Wine was very, very expensive.
I guess you surpassed us. We are only three, we are six.
Wine was very expensive. Very expensive, and it was not accessible. So, because of that, the halacha was paskind, like the Rambam, that you're not mechuyev. Nowadays, it's not so expensive. You could buy, I don't know, bad wine, People call it Kiddush wine, which I don't understand why you'd use your bad wine for Kiddush and your good wine. Grape juice. But even wine, you could buy normal wine for $6 a bottle. People like Rashi wine, the Bartanura is $8.99 a bottle, depending where. So it's not expensive, right? Again, it's all relative. It's not expensive. It's very accessible. Many towns have a kosher liquor store. If they don't, Rite Aid has, and most trafe places in the tri-state area have kosher wines.
Kosherwines.com.
Okay. I give a plug for Ari. So why don't we... So Moshe says, because the halacha became paskin that way. The halacha became paskin. You don't have to. And then Moshe said, if you want me machlir, if you're going to drink a revius of yayin, so you're not going to paskin. And Shabbos afnu. What else are you doing? You're learning B.E. and you're learning halacha. So that's Rav Moshe. The Aruch HaShulchan. Right? And Rav Moshe Paskins. You're allowed to use grape juice. So I had that kind of
thing. You don't have to drink a Reis. You have to drink a Rov Reis. So.
Right, okay. But again, once you're using a B.D.E., then it's not a hitter for the mitzvah. I think that's the pshat there. Once you can say, I'm going to use grape juice, which is not... The hitter for the mitzvah is to... Right? The Aruch HaShulchan, he's the first one to bring the chilek between Shabbos and weekday. Because I'm going to bench all the coast, hopefully. Next time we have three men in my house, I'm going to bench all the coast. But on a Sunday night, if my dad and brother are over, I'm not benching all the coast. I don't know why not. But that's just weird, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan, that might be a reason. Poke Chazi, you know, if no one's doing it, there's a reason. Says the Aruch HaShulchan.
No one
wants to drink on that. Omnam b'medinoseinu lo nagu kakos kla. Hayayin v'chein shari mashkin b'yokir etzleinu. The early 1800s is very expensive. V'chol sh'tiyaseinu hu mayim kayadua. All we drink is water. They have so, well, I mean, we're living in good times. You know, what do they have to drink?
Water.
Milk. I guess the milk was probably better than it was fresh. If you had a cow, you drink straight from the cow. You couldn't refrigerate it. So, I don't know. Ukefia nira tafasnu le'ikr kidei asaveres shein sarkos. Mikom akom yesh medaktikim. There are those who are medaktik b'shabosos v'yomim tovim kishyesh zimun levarach alakos mefri lasim. What's that? Why'd that be? Benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov is fundamentally different than during the week. I remember when I was in Lavi, and we benched, the kids were like, oh, you have to bench during the week? They didn't know you have to wash and bench during the week. Okay, but is benching on Shabbos fundamentally different?
Well, Shabbos, is it cover for Shabbos also to do a more mechubit?
It's not in Shabbos, it's in benching. There's a Ramban that tefillah on Shabbos is different than tefillah during the week. Benching is different? So I didn't know it was practice. Aruch HaShulchan. So,
I mean, it's not that benching there is different. It's a cover Shabbos to...
It's cover Shabbos to do mitzvahs on Shabbos in a more...
Hidder way.
It's not a more of a code for the benching on Shabbos, but...
Both.
Medine covered Shabbos is to do everything in the... Interesting. So he says similar. The Rivos of Ephraim Greenblatt, who's up in Memphis for around 50 years. He says, Madua Mavarchim Birkas Mazon Alakos Shabracha Rak Shabbos Lobachol. He says this is what's done. People do it. So he quotes Rav Isaac Osman, who was a Rosh Shiva in Tells Cleveland, who was the Rosh Shiva Tells Riverdale's father. He passed away recently. He says like this, we paskin really that you don't need to bench Alakos. Why do we bench Alakos? It's a mutzah min mufchar. So we were saying before, it's a mitzvah min mufchar. What's a mitzvah min mufchar? Hider mitzvah. When is the hider mitzvah most pronounced? Shabbos, your table is set. Your china's on the table. Your silver's on the table. You have a kiddush cup. You're dressed nicely. You're not in a rush. Usually, you're benachas. That's a time, that's matim, he says, for hinder mitzvah. That's a hinder for the benching. On a Tuesday, you're wolfing down a bagel 3 seconds before the train, or you're finishing it on the train, or you're with friends at a pizza store or a bagel store, you're at your house, there are dirty napkins all over, he doesn't say it as dramatic, but you know, there are dirty napkins all over the table, you're rushing, maybe you're benching with Kavana, you need to take a glass, you're not going to have a Kiddush cup. It's not really a Zman or a Matzav, which is fit for Hiddur Mitzvah. So he says, all those things put together, so since it's only a mitzvah and a mitzvah, because we really at some pass like the Rambam halacha kiyesh, it's the third shita. The only reason you're doing it is a mitzvah and a mitzvah. That's not really the appropriate way to show the mitzvah and a mitzvah. It's a similar svara to getting the orange juice at a restaurant. Yeah, you're right. You could have chamar medina, and if you want to really be maha, if it's not mikra din, it's just a mitzvah and a mitzvah. It's a hiddur. I could argue the other way.
The
yeah, the since benching is such a not so serious, that's more of a reason to do it. I hear. I think that svara is valid. But here, it's like if you're gonna do it, it's
partial,
right.
Partial
it's like
sometimes what? Partial hitter doesn't count.
You know, like imagine like you have a whole family at someone's 25th anniversary, and there's like a big dinner at like a nice restaurant. You're not showing up in sweatpants. Right?
Would it be better to not show up at all? Arguably.
Maybe. No, it depends on how strict your parents are. I hear both ways. But I can hear as far, like, it looks silly. Or if you, like people, I don't know if you ever had this. You ever, like, been with a client at a trade restaurant and they bring you, like, the really good food on, like, in styrofoam? You never had that?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel right. I never Benzocha TBC gets me kosher food, but people tell me like you're at this restaurant, you're at a conference, and everyone has like china and silver, and they bring you.
They started serving like these like.
Now they wrap it in like a nice thing.
No, if you're in New York or whatever, they'll bring it on.
They bring it
depending
china.
On where you're eating the restaurant, because it's not coveted for the restaurant, so they'll say
they'll have
China,
Lamare
so
send you China.
They'll have Lamare
like
bring
you
on China.
Them, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
like,
more.
I was at a conference and like everyone was on China, and I'm on like this little paper plate.
So it looks weird. You're eating, and now I don't know what you're eating, but like imagine you're eating like a nice steak in a nice restaurant, and you're eating on like paper and like you try to cut the meat, and your fork breaks and flies across. Is it still better than having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I hear both ways. That's the svara of Rav Isaac Ozben, quoted by Rav Yosef Raim. He has another svara of Blumenkrantz, who was the Pesach Digest. He passed away recently. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He says a suda of anchol is always a rye. It's a temporary meal. Suda on Shabbos is achilas chova, and that's keva. So what?
You would never do a zimen at all.
You still have to bench. I don't know. I'm telling you what he says. I don't know what he means. Then, on the next page, he says, what's the deal with 10? He said, there is zero mention in any posek. Zero mention in any posek of a chiluk between 3 and 10. Most people you ask in the street, or in shul, Amar, will tell you, yeah, 10, you have a... 10 you have Zimun. Every bar mitzvah you're at, or every big meal, Shabbaton, they're benching ala kos.
It goes back to
the shul dinner, they bench ala kos. It's a Sunday night, or a third, whatever, and why? Why not? Okay, so once you can say why not, so why not in your house and you have 3? Or why not Thanksgiving, or a Sunday night barbecue, and you have a lot of people? A birthday party. You have a birthday party, you have pizza, it's lunch on the Sunday, you have 10 people. There's no mention, you're going to say, because that's hither. The
right,
Rambam Hadras...
Exactly. It goes back to what we're saying. It's a more chashuv event. It's a more... Yeah, having a kid's birthday party, we're serving pizza. That's not a chashuv event. That's
no.
Just... Well, but if you're having your family over, you're serving good food on... Even on plastic, whatever.
Right.
You're serving on the nice plastic.
Or maybe a lot of people together gives it the chashuvs. But it just becomes very subjective and arbitrary.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're feeling it. It's hard to say that's halacha. You know? So he, the only svara he comes up with is there's a remez in the pasuk. Kos Yeshuos Esa. That's the rest of the pasuk.
U'b'shem
Hashem Ekra. So what's his taich? He says like this. Kos Yeshuos Esa. You're picking up the cup, right? When? Shem Hashem Ekra. When are you saying Shem Hashem and benching?
Elkanu.
When there's a minion. So maybe, this is Rabbi Isaac Osben, he quotes again. Maybe, Yesh Lumtza Remez Lazeb Kasuv, Kos Yeshua's Esau, Shem Hashem Ekra, the Hainu, Shemavarak Bashem, Anu Asara, then Kos Yeshua's Esau. I don't know. That again, there's no problem to do it. Opposite. The more you do it, the better. It's trying to be matzik min ha'olam who never do it, but all of a sudden tend to do it. And he writes in the end, the Kain Reisi Eitzel Gedolim B'Shah B'Shah Yagimel V'lo Baruch Lakos. U'Kshesh Gimel O Yud B'Chol V'Ritzonim L'Varech Lakos As Matov U'Manam. Interesting. He says the Matov Manoim is Gimel on Shabbos or 10 during the week. And that might be what you're saying, is that there are different Madrigas of Hiddur Mitzvah. There's the Hiddur, it's a Matim time on Shabbos, there's the China on the silver, you have more time, you're more relaxed. That gives you the kavod to have you bench all coast. 3 during the week? No. But 10 during the week? So again, you're in a rush, you might be eating on plastic, it might not be nice food, but maybe the fact that you have 10 people, there's a certain chashivus to 10 people. So if you want to, not tov manoim. So again, I'm going to try to speak to some more big people, but 3 people on Shabbos, you have the wine, why not, again, if you don't like wine, it's a different story. If you like wine, and you're not posketing Shabbos afternoon, opposite, it's a hit or miss to get you to get a nap in quicker. But you have, if you like, again, if the kosher and bias problems, and it's probably not a good idea. I know, I have to bench all the coast, I'm tired. Sorry, halacha, I'm Volsky. Throw me under the bus. But if you have 3 and you like wine, why not bench all the coast? It's Mahadev Mitzvah. 3 people at Dougie's to go ahead and buy orange juice. So, I hear. The Rabbanim told me that, come on. It's good shtick, but it's hard to argue that's really what the halacha states. To walk around with a Kiddush cup in your back pocket and a mini grape juice bottle in the other it seems, Mishnah Berurah is clear, you don't have to be lox or achrab, but you have it, so why not? Shkayach.
If I'm eating a bagel for breakfast at work at my desk, I shouldn't bench all the
time. Right.
Bring a little juice box.
And gather all my coworkers.
So then you're not gonna have a
gather
cup.
My coworkers.
Now you're gonna ask me. I know you're gonna call me tomorrow. Does you know you're allowed to use the halakha? You're allowed to use a plastic cup. You're really supposed to use 2.
Double.
So let's say I have my kids like juice box. Does that cardboard box suffice as a kid's cup? It's I'll double wrap it. You know.
Still
no,